It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The nonprofit newsroom ProPublica reports on Wisconsin's undocumented immigrants who break the law by driving a vehicle, risking tickets, or even being arrested or deported. As we discuss undocumented immigrants prohibited by state law from getting driver's license, call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Melissa Sanchez is one of two ProPublica reporters behind this investigation into the conditions of undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin. Melissa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You calculated the number of Hispanic drivers cited for driving without a license in several Wisconsin counties last year, and you found Hispanic drivers cited at a disproportionate rate. What did this investigation reveal around the state?
Well, what it showed is something that a lot of Hispanic immigrant drivers will tell you without looking at the numbers, that they are being ticketed over and over and over all over the state for driving without a license. And when you go to court, depending on where you are in the county, almost everybody that you'll see for that charge of driving without a license is going to be an immigrant from Latin America. So statewide, we found that in the circuit court system, nearly half of all of the convictions for driving without a license went to Hispanic drivers. But we suspect that the number is actually higher because very often people who are Hispanic are marked as white in police or court records. And when I say more than half, that's out of 16,000 in just a single year.
How much are these citations?
So it depends on where you get the ticket in the state and what agency gives it to you and whether it's your first or a second or a third. They can start at $124 each ticket at a municipal court. But once you get a second ticket, they escalate. And if the first ticket is issued by a sheriff's department, then they start at $200. But so it's either $124 or $200, then it goes to $300, $400, and then close to $500 per citation.
That is a lot of money, a lot of wages for someone perhaps making minimum wage in Wisconsin.
It's a lot. It's easily a week's worth of wages for some folks after they're on a repeat offense. And you know, to be clear, a lot of the dairy workers are making more than minimum wage. We found between $10.50 and $16 about what folks are making in different parts of the state. But it's worth noting that in agriculture, there's no extra overtime wages. And so that means there's no time and a half pay after working 40 hours. And routinely, people are working 60 or 70 hour weeks.
In the last year, ProPublica spoke to more than 100 undocumented current and former dairy workers. And you wanted to see how Wisconsin's ban on undocumented driver's licenses is affecting their lives. What did they tell you? What did you learn?
So it was really fascinating because we went into this project thinking we were going to write about just about labor conditions, about accidents at work, access to healthcare, and we are still writing about that. But the number one concern that folks had was this issue of not being able to drive, the inability to drive legally, and the constant fear and threat of getting ticketed and fined and the possibility of arrest meant that a lot of workers feel trapped on the farms where they work and very often live. And if your listeners don't know, dairy workers, immigrant dairy workers, often live in trailers or in old farmhouses, like right on the property of the farm where they milk cows or where they scrape manure. And they do that because they know that if they get behind the wheels, they are likely to get ticketed and they can't afford it. And so as a result, folks, like I said, they work 60, 70 hour weeks. They don't leave the farms. They maybe will leave once every 2 weeks to cash in their checks and send money home. But it's a life of extreme isolation for some folks, or they take the risk and they go out and they drive and sometimes they'll get ticketed.
Melissa Sanchez with us, reporter at ProPublica, talking about their investigation on Wisconsin's driver's license laws and how it affects undocumented residents. You can join in with your questions, your concerns at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Melissa, Jose is a Honduran immigrant, former dairy worker living in central Wisconsin, received a handful of tickets for driving without a license in the 2 years since he immigrated here. And we're going to hear a bit from Jose.
El poli desde que ve que uno es hispano te para.
Cops see that you're Hispanic. They stop you and in Wisconsin, they give you a ticket for not having a license. So then we're screwed, because sometimes we can't even afford food. Sometimes we can't pay the rent. And then we get a $200 or $250 ticket.
You shared this recording of Jose. How common are stories like his?
So common. Like I said, we've spoken with more than 100 workers. And, you know, I've walked into break rooms on farms and I'll just ask, has anybody here been ticketed for not having a license? And everybody will tell me yes. Mm-hmm. If you're undocumented in this state, you're like, I don't think I've met a single undocumented person who's driven here and not gotten a ticket.
There was a dairy farmer in western Wisconsin said you can't call an Uber because there isn't any. How much of an issue is the rural setting?
It's a really, really big component of this. So similar issues are playing out in Madison and Milwaukee, but to a lesser extent, because things are closer. You can walk, you can take the bus to places. And when there's more people around, it might be easier to get a ride to a restaurant where you work or a factory. But in rural settings, people are just in extreme isolation. I visited in one place where a worker told me, you know, he lives three and a half hours from Madison and Milwaukee, and he's never visited there, and he's lived in the state for 10 years. It's really hard for folks to get around. They've never seen the beautiful parts of Wisconsin. Like, it's just, it's really incredible. Or they'll have to depend on their bosses for a ride. The rural component, the lack of public transportation, and kind of to add on to it, it's not just that. Folks are working these really difficult shifts. They work, let's say, 4 to 5 hours during one milking shift and then have 4 or 5 hours off and then have to work again and then another little break and then they work again. They're not getting, you know, a full 8 hours of sleep at night. They're working in the middle of the night. But those odd shifts also complicate their ability to leave the farm.
I want to go back to one point you made, that information you collected found roughly half of the 16,000 circuit court convictions for driving without a valid license in Wisconsin involved Hispanic drivers. And you've said the actual total is likely higher. Why is that?
It's so people who are Hispanic come in all colors. You know, I'm brown. I have, my husband's white. People are black. So police officers often race is just complicated. And so folks mm-hmm. often will mark people who are Hispanic as white. And so that was the case in Madison, for example, when I, in addition to the circuit court records, we also requested records from municipal courts across the state because cases can also be seen there. And we wanted to make sure that what we were seeing in circuit court wasn't an anomaly. And in places like Madison, we learned that police or the courts are often marking Hispanic people as white. There were barely any Hispanics in, according to the data that I got. But then when you look at the last names, their last names like mine, they're Sanchez, they're Gonzalez, they're Cortez. And so there we wound up using a different way to calculate the number of Hispanic folks in places like Madison that were ticketed, and found that it was, I think, around 36% last year. And as you know, Madison is not 36% Hispanic. I think it's about 8%.
ProPublica reporter Melissa Sanchez investigating the Wisconsin law banning undocumented immigrants from obtaining driver's license and its effects on our state. You can be part of the discussion at any point. Call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We unpack a ProPublica investigation that examines the state law banning undocumented immigrants from getting driver's license and the ripple effect that has on our state. According to estimates from Migration Policy Institute, about 70,000 undocumented immigrants live here in Wisconsin. That's more than the number of people who live in Eau Claire. You can join the conversation, call in with a question, add a comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. ProPublica reporter Melissa Sanchez stays with us. Melissa, we heard from Cindy in Menominee Falls, called in to ask, what is the rationale to not allow these workers to get driver's license?
That's a good question. So in the mid-2000s, there was a federal law that was passed in response to 9/11 that changed the requirements for the ID that could be used to board airplanes. And the idea was, because licenses are so commonly used as identification in this country, to have states require that folks show proof of citizenship or some legal status in this country that could prove their identity in order to board planes or enter a federal building and the buildings. And the idea was to try to prevent foreigners from committing acts of terror. So when that happened, Wisconsin and other states that had previously allowed undocumented folks to get driver's licenses stopped doing that.
Fast forward to today, what do you hear from state and local officials about letting undocumented immigrants legally drive?
So I spent a long time trying to get Republicans in the state to talk to me and to explain why this law remains in place and why they think it's a good idea. And it was really difficult to get somebody from the Republican side to articulate their support for this. Instead, what I found when I showed up to places and I talked to, you know, I spent some time in central Wisconsin, in Abbotsford in particular, which is a community that has a meatpacking facility that employs a lot of undocumented immigrants. It's close to a lot of dairy. And everybody there, from the municipal court judge to the mayor to the police chief to the local lawmakers, all told me they think the law should change. So I, you know, and they're, one of the reasons that's happening is that immigrant rights groups are showing up to these places. They're having conversations with lawmakers and with dairy farmers and with all the folks who kind of interact with undocumented people who are driving anyway. And I think in some parts of the state, they're starting to convince lawmakers to, you know, to see things differently. I think. But it's, you know, this law has been in place for 15 years. So I don't know if that's a naive optimism that I'm expressing right here.
Let's bring on a call. Barb in Door County is here. Barb, hi.
Hi. I was aware of this issue, but not the extent of it. And I'm very concerned that, to me, this is legalizing racism, because they're targeting people. And since many of them work at the dirty jobs that no one else wants in the dairy industry, and we're the dairy state, it's putting a whole new slant on. I was going to take my grandkids for ice cream today, and thinking of them eating an ice cream cone, which is probably helped to be produced by people who are targeted racially like that.
Barb,
it's putting a whole new slant on it.
Barb, thank you so much for calling in. Melissa, what about racial profiling here?
I'm so glad Barb brought that up. So when you talk to immigrants who've been ticketed, half of them will tell you that they feel that they've been racially profiled, if not more. They'll tell you about times they've been stopped, they've been driving under the speed limit, and then out of nowhere, a cop pulls them over, and their only citation is not having a license. They're not being ticketed for speeding, they're not being ticketed for running a red light. And so that's what a lot of them think is happening. And that might be the case, but what we found is a bit more complicated. So the police officers and sheriff's deputies all across the state routinely will just run the license plates of cars that pass by, you know, the license plates of cars driven by white people, Black people, Latino people. And if the check of the plates turns up something funny that might give them probable cause to stop the car. And what do I mean by that? It could be an arrest warrant that's tied to the registered vehicle owner. It could be that the registered vehicle owner has a revoked license for drinking and driving. And what's often the case with Hispanic drivers is that the check will turn out that the registered owner of the vehicle doesn't have a license. And this kind of speaks to this greater contradiction or hypocrisy in state law and policy that allows undocumented people to legally buy a car, register with the state, get those license plates that say very proudly America's Dairyland, but they're not allowed to drive them. And so I don't know if it's racial profiling or if it's actually the system working just as intended. I think a lot of police officers are just doing their job. And when they do encounter somebody who is driving without a license, they feel compelled by the law to enforce the law. And for the recipient of the ticket, it feels like something different. And I do want to be clear that it's not that all of these undocumented people are driving around perfectly and that they've never committed a driving infraction. A lot of them do. A lot of them are speeding, or they're doing the same things that all the rest of us are doing. But I'd say in a third to half of the cases that I reviewed, and I've reviewed hundreds of cases, that it's often just a random check of a license plate that turns up this infraction of driving without a license.
We're talking about how Wisconsin's driver's license laws affect undocumented residents with Melissa Sanchez, Melissa, reporter for ProPublica. You can join in with your question, 800-642-1234. Elizabeth now in Jefferson. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Good morning. Last summer, my husband was in, I had an accident with somebody who was an undocumented person who also obviously didn't have a driver's license then. And it was horrific, as you can imagine. But thankfully, he made it. He's still with us. But one of the things that we struggled with and we still think about is if this person had the opportunity to go through the typical licensing process, which also includes obviously the driver's education, would this accident have happened? And now I know that any of us can get into an accident regardless if we have a license or not. But it's something that we talk about a lot because we think the decision that was made that caused the accident might have been something that would not have happened had that person gone through driver's education. And so I'm in full support of giving people as much information to drive correctly as possible.
Elizabeth, thank you for sharing that story. Melissa, public safety on the roads and the impact. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm really sorry to hear about that accident. I think that's a really good point, and it's what I've heard repeatedly from police chiefs, police officers, sheriff's deputies, that you have a lot of folks who come to this country and, because of the rural nature of where they live and work, they are suddenly they feel like they have to drive. But in their home countries, they never got behind the wheel before. A lot of these folks are coming from places where it's not common to own a car. Cars are really expensive. And so they are relatively new drivers who don't understand the rules of the road, and they never got tested because the state doesn't. I mean, because they can't in a state. So I think one of the biggest selling points for the folks who want to change the law is that there's some evidence in other parts of the country that when you do allow undocumented people to get, trained and tested and prove that they can drive and then get licenses, they will do that. And then there's fewer accidents. And there's also another thing. I don't know if this happened to Elizabeth's husband, but a lot of undocumented people can't afford car insurance because car insurance costs more when you don't have a license. The insurance company is taking a bigger risk on you because you're not a proven licensed driver. So insurance rates go up, and folks are already spending, a couple hundred dollars here and there on tickets. They can't afford to also add a couple hundred dollars more on insurance. So there's some research that shows that when you do allow undocumented people to get trained, tested, licensed, they will also get insurance, and that hopefully will make things better for everybody on the road.
Is there concern from critics that undocumented immigrants could vote illegally by having a driver's license? Is that a valid critique of this?
I mean, I don't know how valid of a critique that is, how often that happens, but what I've heard from Republicans in Wisconsin that they would do if they did allow undocumented people to drive is to put in bright letters at the top of their license not to be used for voting. Mm-hmm. So to try to figure out a way to make those licenses very different from the licenses that U.S. citizens are able to get in Wisconsin, so that there's no confusion at the voting booths. And I mean, I don't want to get into a discussion about whether the voting fraud arguments are real or not, but I haven't heard of a lot of evidence that this is a widespread issue in states like where I live in Illinois, where undocumented people can drive.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your reporting.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa Sanchez is a reporter at ProPublica who focuses on immigrants and low-wage workers. You can find a link to the series of ProPublica reports on Wisconsin's undocumented immigrants. It's at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.